Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
This is K1HTV monitoring.
This is KO4VNZ monitoring. And I was just looking on the network for the net control calendar, and we don't have anybody listed today. If you all can stand by for maybe 2 minutes while I grab some paper and a pen, and I'll try and run the network tonight. Over.
He struck Andy Thud. He might be able to swing by and do it, but I've not heard him on. I'll stand by. This is K1HTV. I'm sure there'll be others standing by also. Last station, something WW. Give the call again. This is K1HTV. Very neat. A week. You might want to try to crank the power up or move the antenna a little bit because you're kind of have a marginal signal into the repeater. Go ahead. Get any of just a frying sound. So if you need to get some more power or a better antenna, a little higher antenna, or maybe some better propagation, which you have no control over. We'll stand by. Maybe conditions might improve a bit. This is K1HTV standing by for KO4VNZ, who is planning to be net control tonight.
This is KO4VNZ. Stand by for tones. QST, QST, QST. This is KO4VNZ. Chuck, activating the Fault Clear Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fault Clear Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible tone for access. My name is Chuck, and I'm your net control operator this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practical procedures and discipline of amateur radio on-the-air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important to in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build and refresh these skills through this net. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering for FARA members and others interested amateurs, whereby they can exchange information and sharing between our regular club meetings and club breakfast. Unlike the Sunday night network, we do not necessarily have a technical theme, but of course technical discussions are part of amateur radio and they are certainly allowed by net participants. This is a directed net. In the first phase of the net, net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all amateurs. During this period, net control may offer or solicit general questions or comments. It is the intent of This is intended as a conversation starter for the net. And growing ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join in on-the-air conversations with comments of substance. Of course, any comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities in the past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call and name. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Please do not say, "This is," and then unkey before saying your call. This causes check-in collisions and is not a practice we encourage on FARANET. that control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all the participants have checked in, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. Then call upon net. When called upon by net control, participants should take up to 90 seconds to introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities of the past week, and to offer response to any topics or questions posed by the net. If you have information in the group, you should unkey and wait for the beep that indicates the reset of the repeater timer before passing that information to avoid timing out the repeater's 3-minute timer. We are always interested in any relevant amateur radio or technical topics you may wish to comment on or ask about during your turn. At the conclusion of these comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. Great. This is KO4VNZ. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, Chuck. This is a QST to all amateurs. In general news of interest to amateur radios this week. Now let me find my cheat sheet on what the news is this week. So I guess the first thing we've got on the calendar coming up, of course, is Thanksgiving. So I hope everyone has a very happy Thanksgiving, however you may spend it. The next bullet I have is the informal club breakfast, open to all amateurs at the bistro at Falkir Hospital on Saturday, the 25th of November at 8 a.m. The next bullet item I have is the club holiday gathering, which is Saturday, 9 December at 4 p.m. Be sure to go to the website and follow the links to sign up for that gathering and to sign up for a side dish to bring. The next bullet I have is the VA test session, which is Saturday, 16 December, at the Porter Branch Library at 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford, Virginia. And then the last pitch I'm going to make to people before we start taking call-ins is a pitch for net controllers. Anyone can do it. If you just got your tech license, if you want to give it a try, you can go on our website and look there and download the menus and on how to perform as net control and get all the logging procedures, and then contact. You can send message to Farinet at w4va.org and let them know you're interested, and they'll get you signed up and on the calendar. With that said, before I start in the sign-ins, does anybody have any topic or question that we want to put out to everybody? This is KO4VNZ. Go ahead. All right. With none heard there, I can't think of any topic myself other than you tell us what you're going to do for Thanksgiving. So with that, I'll start with EchoLink check-ins. If there are any EchoLink check-ins out there, come back now. All right, not hearing any EchoLink check-ins, I'll go into regular check-ins. Be sure to go slow because I'm pretty bad at writing. And please give me phonetically your call sign and your name. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV, K1 Hotel, Tango Victor, Rich in Amosville.
GVH, Robert in Riva, Virginia.
Delta Delta 4, Delta Delta 84, DD, Mary, Papa Echo, Romeo,
Kilo, 2 Papa India, Harv in Warrenton, Virginia.
W4RKU.
All right, hold up there.
K1HTV. Rich, I got Robert. Gosh, Robert, I forgot your call, the prefix to your call sign. Give it to me again, Robert.
Hi, this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel K4GV8. Good Virginia Ham and good evening to the net, and I will wait. K4GV8. The name is Robert, and I'm in Reva, Virginia.
Thank you, Robert. Then I've got, my own handwriting's getting bad. I think it's Alpha Delta 4, Alpha Delta Delta. Is that correct? Over.
Alpha Delta 4, Delta Delta.
So let's see if I got it better this time. I copied Alpha Delta 4, Delta Delta. Is that correct? Over.
Michelle, correct. Michelle, correct.
Thank you. And then next I have K2PI Harv. And then W4RKU, if there's no corrections, let's have the next group to sign in. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-ray, Matt, for check-in.
K4HCO, Jeremiah, near Gainesville.
KB3 Hotel Alpha Kilo, Earl, Unionville. KO4 Whiskey Yankee, Victor, Steve, and Warrington.
Kilo, Whiskey 4, Tango, Oscar, Glenn, in Madison.
Okay, I'll hold up there. Let's see here. So I got, this is KO4VNZ. I got KO4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-ray. K4, I think it's Hotel Charlie, Oscar. And then the next one, I'm not sure if I got it all. It looks like it's KB3 Alpha, and I didn't get the rest of that. Can you come back with a correction?
Kilo, Bravo, 3, Hotel, Alpha, Kilo.
Roger, Kilo, Bravo, 3, Hotel, Alpha, Kilo. And then I've got Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Yankee, Victor, and then the last person I copied with, Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar. If that's all correct, let's go ahead with the next batch. Go ahead.
Whiskey Bravo 7 Romeo Alpha Victor. No comment tonight.
Roger, copied Whiskey Bravo 7 Romeo Alpha Victor. No comment. Is there anybody else out there? All right, with that, I guess we'll start into this. And since I wasn't expecting to be net control, I'm not sure of a topic, but I'll just say for myself, wish everyone to have a very happy Thanksgiving. I've been busy today making oyster stuffing for our family get-together tomorrow. Since last week, I've gotten back on the radio I think it was Sunday or Saturday. I blew a power supply, so I've been able to replace that power supply. And yesterday I was back on the air, HL. And that's about it. I'll be looking forward to meeting the few of you that will show up for the club breakfast on Saturday. And for me, that's a big day also, because after the club breakfast, I am going to Stafford to meet some in-laws and have a baby shower for my granddaughter, who's going to make us great-grandparents in January. With that said, let's start going through all these check-ins. So, K1HTV, go ahead.
Good evening, Chuck, and thank you very much for stepping in and doing the net at the very last minute. I really appreciate it. We all appreciate it. It's good to get the gang together in the area. Covered quite a large range from down south out to the east to the north, and good to have all these check-ins on the W4VA repeater. Let's see, what's been going on? Last week the sun was pretty quiet, the solar flux was down to 118, and everybody was talking about maybe we've hit the bottom of this, the peak has passed, and that's the end of our, the peak of the solar cycle. Then all of a sudden, in the past two, three, 4 days, it started climbing and climbing, and the solar flux today hit 190, 190. As a result, had reports that stations in WA, northern WA land like Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, and out to the zero land, Minnesota, worked to Namibia on 6 meters, V5 station in Namibia. So, and down in this area, we had some trans-equatorial propagation to Argentina and Uruguay, and some e-skip to the Dominican Republic this afternoon. So, the solar flux climbing has increased the DX on 6 meters quite a bit. We'll see what the next week brings. Looking, there's some far side, if you go to the VE3EN site called solarham.net, you'll notice that there's a part of the picture which shows the, what they're measuring by seismographic measurements of the sun, what's going on the backside of the sun. And it looks like there's some more big spots coming around the backside of the sun. This may not be the end of our big peak. There may be more to come. And with it, we're seeing much better propagation on the higher frequencies. Some of the expeditions that are still going on, 7073 Tango in Yemen. Very rare to see Yemen on the air. From Socotra Island, there's a DX expedition there. Worked them on 40, 60 meters, 30 meters, 17, and 10. They've been very active on the bands. They seem to hear quite well from that quiet island. VK9XY in Christmas Island is on the western side of Australia, has been active. V44WA, I worked them this morning at 60 meters from out in the Solomon Islands. And they should be around until the end of November. X-ray Whiskey 4DX in Laos is on, another rare one. They've been on FT8 and CW. And quite a few DX stations popping in. Good time of the year. And, of course, there's a DX contest coming this weekend. See the CQDX. Anyway, that's it from here. I see you all on the breakfast, at the breakfast at the bistro. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
K1HTV, KO4VNZ. Thank you, Rich, for all that. Yeah, I also noticed how high the solar activity had gotten. And I think yesterday I was hearing the Dominican Republic myself. All right, next is Robert, K4GVH. Go ahead.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good to hear you there, Chuck. First time I ever got to check into the net here on Wednesday night because I didn't get to go to church this afternoon, but so long, so much for that. Other than that, I've lost all my telephone numbers and my voice dialer. Poor Rich has got to come back out again and reprogram it, but it was my fault for losing them because it's a long story ordeal on that. But other than that, I'm doing pretty well now. I've got to reprogram every number back in my phone. Poor Rich, you're going to have to bring another phone and hook it up there to at Riva, and be sure we can program all the numbers back in there ahead. Program your number back, and good thing Rich has got the list. But other than that, I'm doing pretty well. But that sort of thing on that deal. We've got to have Earl Blakely to give me a landline again and chat with him today before I leave tomorrow. And KB3, HCK, well, that was Earl Blakely. I checked into the net there. He's one of my good friends that lives in Rootsville. But it's always good to hear you there on the net there, Chuck. And other than that, I'm doing well. Got on HF today and made a contact to California, but it wasn't very good on 17. But I did make a contact to San Diego, but the guy didn't send in the QSL card. He don't do that anymore. But other than that, I'm doing well. Looking forward to Thanksgiving in the morning. Going to my dad's in the morning about probably 10 o'clock in the morning. And that sort of thing. So you take care. This is K4GVH and 17.
K4GVH, this is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Robert. And just a reminder, the club holiday gathering is Saturday, December 9th. So have your dad mark that on the calendar, and I'll be there to give you a ride to the party on Saturday, December 9th. with that, let's see. Next is Alpha Delta 4 Delta Delta. Go ahead.
Challenging to bring it back,
But got everything squared away today, so we are back in business, and now I just got to figure out what to do with an old original Starlink dish. So if anyone's got any ideas, I'm all ears. KO4WYX, back to net.
KO4WYX, this is KO4VNZ. Thank you, and wishing you a happy holidays, too. Let's see. Next is, I hope I got this right, K4HCO, Kilo 4 Hotel Charlie Oscar. Go ahead. This is KO4VNZ. I'm not hearing anything, so I'll come back. I think that was Jeremiah. I'm not sure. Let's go on. Next will be KB3HAK, Kilo Bravo 3 Hotel Alpha Kilo. Go ahead. This is KO4VNZ. Again, nothing heard. Let me just ask a quick question. K1HTV, are you hearing me okay? Over.
I'm fine, Chuck. Go ahead.
Thank you, Rich. Okay, I'll come back to the two of them later. Let me go on. Sorry, my nose is running. To Steve, KO4WYZ. Go ahead.
This is KO4WYV. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it, Steve, on this end. We haven't been on the radio a whole lot here in the last several multiple weeks. We have been, obviously, some of you know, a whole house reconstruction and renovation, especially on the first floor, and whole new kitchen for Mama, and we were kind of on the time clock to get it all done. We started it back in March, and, you know, between vendor and supply issues and constructions and everything else, we finally just got a chance to finish it up. It's it turned out real good. We finished in the nick of time before had my entire family, all my kids, my grandkids, extended family, their spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, and all of the above. I currently have about 27 people in the house here right now, so it might be a little noisy in the background, but looking forward to breaking bread with them tomorrow, having the whole family here in the newly renovated house, and wishing everybody else out there a very happy Thanksgiving. I know I've surely been blessed, and it's wonderful to have my whole family here this year and hosting them. This is KO4 Whiskey Yankee Victor up.
KO4 Whiskey Yankee Victor. This is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Steve, for that. It kind of reminds me of my holidays. It was not uncommon to go to my dad's house, and we'd have 50 people there for Thanksgiving. It was always a big deal. Let's see. Next, I've got KW4 Tango Oscar. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Glenn, KW4TO in Madison, and just looking forward to spending Thanksgiving with my family tomorrow and having a day off from work and being thankful. That's all for now. Back to net control. This is KW4TO.
KW4TO. This is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Glenn, for that. Last I had WD7RAV. No comment. So let me go back up here and see if the two guys I missed earlier are back. So K4HCO, Kilo 4 Hotel Charlie Oscar. Go ahead.
This is K4HCO, Jeremiah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I had a good day today. I've got nothing really technical going on right now, ham-wise. I just finished a fiberglass mast project, just fine-tuning some things with the connections on that. And just spent the day down with my in-laws in Fredericksburg. Was able to actually reach the Bluemont repeater for their traffic net at 7:30, and that was a pretty good range thanks to the amplifier. So that was a good day. K4HCO, back to net.
K4HCO, KO4VNZ, thank you. And the Bluemont net, that's a pretty good, I can get them from here myself. So let's see, who is left? I think I got everybody on the list now. So this is KO4VNZ Net Control. Are there any new check-ins or rechecks tonight? Go ahead.
is KE7EX.
This is KB4CMP.
KD4 Romeo Echo Echo Sin.
This is KO4VNZ Net Control, so I copied, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I got Kilo Echo 7 Echo X-ray, Kilo Echo 4 Charlie, I think it's Mike Papa, and I think it's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Echo Echo. Or is that Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo? Sandy, give me your call sign again.
It's Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo.
With fried potatoes.
Okay, I think I've got them now. So let's start with KE7EX. Go ahead.
Good evening, Chuck, in the net. KO4VNZ from KE7EX. Thanks for taking the net, Chuck. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Excited we got our HF station up and running here for some CW and working on radio projects for a four-day weekend with the family. That's it. Hope everybody's doing well. Back to net, KE7EX, 73.
KE7EX, KO4VNZ. Very good. Happy holidays to you and yours. So then I think it's Greg. I'm not sure if I got the prefix right, but I recognize the chocolate fried potato. So the KE4CFP, go ahead.
Actually, Chuck, it's KB, Kilo Bravo 4, chocolate fried potatoes, yes. Well, I went to the CARA meeting last Monday night. And came out as the next vice president for the 2024 season. So that should be interesting. Back to net, KB4CFP.
KB4CFP. Thank you, Greg. This is KO4VNZ. Congratulations on making vice president. And you have a nice holiday, too. So now I'm down to... KD4REE, go ahead.
Yeah, nothing new going on with me, just using my portable FM radio to see which stations I can hear, and I can hear one all the way in Fredericksburg, the country music station with the 20-inch telescopic whip, so that was pretty cool. And kind of before I forget again, I heard Rich talking about omelets, so that made me hungry. I'm going to see if I can attend a breakfast meeting one of these days. Sounds like a nice place to eat breakfast at the bistro. Back to you, Chuck, from KD4REE. Going to finish up some chores.
KD4REE, this is KO4VNZ. Thanks a lot. Happy holidays to you, and I do hope you can make one of our club breakfasts. It's always the last Saturday of the month, and now since COVID's over, we're back meeting at the Bistro, which is located in the basement area of Falkir Hospital up on the hill there. All right, with that said, this is KO4VNZ Net Control. One more call out there. Are there any new check-ins or rechecks? Go ahead.
This is Alpha Delta 4, Delta Delta 4, recheck, signal 4, over.
All right, Alpha Delta 4, Delta Delta, this is KO4VNZ. You're a little bit clear, but there's still a lot of frying behind you. I'm not sure. Rich can probably tell you better than I can. To me, I would guess that it sounds almost like there's some water in among connections or something, but Rich is much better at answering those kind of questions. I'll let you and him chat after the net. So with that said, I'll do one more call for check-ins, and then we'll close the net out. This is KO4VNZ Net Control. Any other check-ins tonight? Go ahead. All right, this is K4VNZ, Chuck and Opal, net control. Let me get back to the script here. There being no further check-ins or comments, this concludes the Falkir Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Thank you to all the participants this evening. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net, the Falkir Amateur Radio Association, or becoming a licensed amateur radio operator, please send an email to farinet@w4a.org, and you will receive a prompt reply. Everyone is welcome to continue dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of this net. This is KO4VNZ, returning to net to normal operations. Good evening, and stand by for tones. This is KO4VNZ, 73, and clear.
Hearing the tones, Chuck. This is K1HTV, so I'm not sure if you ever turned off the ID. But it'll come back on by itself at 9 o'clock automatically, and no more than 1 hour from when it was keyed off. So you'll start hearing voice announcements if it, once it turns on. This is K1HTV, and thanks for doing the net, Chuck, and 84DD. Yeah, you're noisy into the repeater. You can copy okay. Audio seems sufficiently well deviated, but your RF signal into the repeater is to the point where it's not overriding all the noise locally at the repeater. There's noise everywhere, atmospheric noise, local noise, and the more carrier you have, more signal, the more it quiets that noise, and you're probably about 40% quieting or so. But we copy, okay, 84DD over, I think, in Greene County, or is it Warren County? This is K1HTV, over.
Roger, K1HTV. Yeah, I'm over in Greene. I'm shooting into about 200 to 300 foot of mountain, and I'm just getting some nice air digested from the ground plane, and I'm running off the ground plane here. That seems to be working the best. I just didn't know, you know, how well you could hear me from over here. All the QTH is out towards Fieldson, but like I said, the secondary QTH is out here west of Sandersville, Greene County. I'm over in a hollow. Like I said, I got 200 to 300 foot of mountain, so just trying to see if you can, you know, read my signal halfway through and turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, as I say, I'm copying fine, copying everything you say, but frying bacon frying sound in the background. But doing fine from Greene County on the other side of the mountain. That's good. How much power are you running, over?
Yeah, I'm running a mobile ICOM. I see the 8,000, so I'm pushing about 70 watts. I'm pushing about 70 watts. It's just a ground plane on the sheet metal. Like I said, when I got a lousy signal report, I increased the size of the ground plane to see if it boosted my signal. It's not like you did long ago.
How high is the ground plane, over?
We're sitting on the back porch. I'm by elevation here. I'm about 1,000 feet. But like I said, I'm shooting into about 200 to 300 foot of mountain between the repeater site and my location.
Tough nut to crack. Well, you can try moving the antenna around. It's amazing sometimes on 2 meters, moving the antenna up or down a few feet sometimes makes a difference, or move it left or right, and you might have a little bit better luck at it. But thanks for checking into the net, and all the way from Greene County, and through a difficult path over the mountains. Take care, enjoy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. I'm going over to my son Andy's, K1RA. The whole family is getting together. KZ1AMY, Amy, which is Andy's wife, and K1AEZ, and Elizabeth is coming. She's back now from college, and my daughter Christina should be there. Should be there now. KR1SSZ. So, and of course me, K1HTV. So we have an all ham family, and we're not going to have ham for Thanksgiving. We're going to have a turkey with all the fixings, I'm sure. Take care, all the best, and we'll see you on the net again. Maybe you'll see you on the Sunday net. 84 Delta Delta, this is K1 Hotel, Tango Victor, K1HTV, Rich in Amosville, Virginia, signing. 7-3, good night.
Yes, sir, Rich, appreciate all the feedback very much. Really do appreciate it, and 7-3, happy Thanksgiving, and look forward to talking to you all the time long. Appreciate it, Rich. 7-3, this is Alpha.